Reading from Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 62. Drishtva Twarena Nija Doranato Vatirya Prithvyam Vapu Kanakadandam Ivabhipatya Sprishtva Chaturmukuta. Chatur Mukuta Koti Bhi Angri Yugmam Natva Mudashru Sujaler Akrita Abhishekam Drushtva Tvarena Nijadhora Nato Vitirya. Prithvam Vapu Kanakadandam Ivabhipatya Sprushtva Chatur Mukuta Koti Birangri Yugmam Natva Mudashru Sujaler Akrita Abhishekam Drushtva Tvarena Nijadhora Nato Ativiterya. Prithvyam Vapu Kanakadandam Ivabhipatya Sprushtva Chatur Mukuta Koti Birangri Yugmam Natva Mudashru Sujaler Akrita Abhishekam Dushtva Tvarena Nijadhora Nato Ativitirya. Prithvyam Vapu Kanakadandam Ivabhipatya Sprushtva Chatur Mukuta Koti Bir Angri Yugmam Natva Mudashru Sujaler Akrita Abhishekam. Mataji's. Drushtva, after seeing, Twarena, with great speed, hastily, Nijadhoranata. From his swan carrier. Avatirya. Descended. Prithvyam. On the ground. Vapu. His body. Kanakadandam iva. Like a golden rod. Abhipatya. Fell down. Sprushtva. Touching. Chatu Mukuta Koti Bhi. With the tips of his four crowns. Angri Yugmam. The two lotus feet. Natva. Making obeisances. Madashru Sujale. With the water of his tears of joy. Akrita. Performed. Abhishekam. The ceremony of bathing his lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After seeing this, Lord Brahma hastily got down from his swan carrier, fell down like a golden rod, and touched the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna with the tips of the four crowns on his heads. Offering his obeisances, he bathed the feet of Krishna with the water of his tears of joy. Purport. Lord Brahma bowed down like a stick, and because Lord Brahma's complexion is golden, he appeared to be like a golden stick lying down before Lord Krishna. When one falls down before a superior, just like a stick, one's offering of obeisances is called Dandavat. Danda means stick and Vat means like. It is not that one should simply say Dandavat. Rather, one must fall down. Thus Brahma fell down, touching his foreheads to the lotus feet of Krishna, and his crying in ecstasy is to be regarded as an Abhisheka, bathing ceremony of Krishna's lotus feet. He who appeared before Brahma as a human child was in fact the absolute truth, Parabrahman. Brahmatmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwan iti Shabdate. The Supreme Lord is Narakriti, that is, he resembles a human being. It is not that he is four-armed Chaturbahu. Narayan is Chaturbahu, but the Supreme Person resembles a human being. This is also confirmed in the Bible, where it is said that a man was made in the image of God. Lord Brahma saw that Krishna, in his form as a cowherd boy, was Parabrahman, and the root cause of everything, but was now appearing as a human child, loitering in Vrindavan, with a morsel of food in his hand. Astonished, Lord Brahma hastily got down from his swan carrier and let his body fall to the earth. Usually the demigods never touch the ground, but for Lord Brahma, voluntarily giving up his prestige as a demigod, bowed down on the ground before Krishna. Although Brahma has one head in each direction, he voluntarily brought all his heads to the ground and touched Krishna's feet with the tips of his four helmets. Although his intelligence works in every direction, he surrendered everything before the boy Krishna. It is mentioned that Brahma washed the feet of Krishna with his tears, and here the word Sujale indicates that his tears were purified. As soon as bhakti is present, everything is purified, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Therefore, Lord Brahma's crying was a form of bhakti anubhav, a transformation of transcendental ecstatic love. Om Adnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute సప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు టేక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్ so that I can make an humble attempt to speak on this chapter, Brahma Vimohan Leela. These are the concluding verses of this chapter, of this Leela, and 14th chapter will start with Brahma offering his beautiful prayers. So today we will try to speak something on the topic of surrender, because Brahmaji is surrendering here. And before that, just what's happened so far, though everyone must be attending the lectures, but just to have an idea, and we can learn so many instructive lessons from this particular pastime. So we'll try to speak so far what has happened in brief, and then we'll speak on the topic of little bit of surrender. Can speak, it's a difficult topic, but still for our purification I will try to speak. And then we'll speak on the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet, because Brahmaji is surrendering, he's touching his all of his foreheads to Lord's lotus feet. So this particular chapter starts with Lord Brahma's attempt to steal the cowherd boys. He sees Agasur being killed by Lord Shri Krishna, and that first of all he gets bewildered by seeing how a cowherd boy can kill a big serpent demon. So the bewilderment starts from that instance, that incident. And then he sees Krishna playing with his boys and calves. A doubt arises in his mind that is this the Supreme Lord? And as soon as doubt arises, one is brought into the, he comes under the circle of illusion. So he stole the cows and calves and the cowherd friends of Krishna, and that's how the bewilderment starts, as we have said, hearing for so many days. And completely bewildered, he is not able to understand what's happening. So the first lesson which we learn, of course there are so many lessons to be learned. Krishna actually wanted to please Brahma and increase the affection of Rajvasis towards him. So he performed these activities, this particular pastime. So there is another pastime within the pastime of Brahma getting bewildered. In between their whole Rajvasis experiencing their affection and personally serving the Lord, that is another instructive lesson, that Krishna increased their affection towards him by expanding. So therefore there are so many instructive lessons, but one of the few important lessons which we can touch is that we cannot try to overcome Krishna. Brahmaji is such an exalted person, we just can't imagine. Though he is a living entity, he is our Acharya. We can take so many lessons from their particular pastime. So he is such a great personality and such a prestigious position. We may be knowing some prestigious person in our life, some person may be working for some big company, or maybe owner of some business, or maybe even prime minister of some country. such a prestigious position. But Brahmaji is secondary creator. We just can't imagine how prestigious position Brahma is having. He's the first living entity, born from the lotus, coming from Vishnu. Such an exalted position of Brahma. And he has practically all the mystic powers at his disposal. And he just, doubt arised in his mind, whether is this the same my Lord? Is this my same Lord as a cowherd boy? And therefore the whole pastime took place. So he tried to supersede Krishna, but he himself was defeated. So what to say of ordinary persons like us? If we have some mystic powers, yeah, it just will be defeated. And therefore devotees, though they may have some mystic power, they don't exhibit. Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee, but he never exhibited mystic powers, though he had all. All our acharyas, they never exhibit the mystic powers, though they have. In some instances, if you read Prabhupada's different pastimes, though he exhibited some, but it is not been told, or it is not told in a general public, because people tend to take for granted then. People come to some sadhus who have mystic powers for material things. To cure some disease or get some financial help, like that. So, Brahmaji had all the mystic powers, but his mystic power was completely superseded by in front of Lord Sri Krishna. He was not able to understand. In one of the purport, Prabhupada writes, within a moment, Brahmaji came back. For one moment of Brahma is 1 year of, according to earthly calculation. And why he came back? Because he knew that he was playing with fire. He knew that his master can bewilder him. He cannot overcome his master by his mystic power. And he was completely afraid. He was fearful. And therefore he returned back in one moment. And as soon as he came back, he was completely mystified by the opulence of the Lord. Nija Mahamani, Bhagavatam explains. He was completely confused whether these boys which he had stolen and kept in cave were true, or whether the Krishna is playing with his calves and cowherd friends are true. Completely, which are true? He was completely bewildered. Therefore, he was considering himself to be the supreme. But when he saw that it's beyond his understanding, his pride was completely crushed. That is the mercy of the Lord. Through this particular pastime, Krishna shows his merciful nature. He was not able to see. Just few verses back it is said that Brahma could not see now. He saw two sets of boys and calves, and after some time he was not able to see anything. And then Krishna, by his merciful nature, came to know what's happening. It's Brahma who is playing the whole game, and that is the nature of the Lord, that he removed the curtain of Yogamaya. So unless there is mercy, we cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Krishna is inconceivable. It is explained, atarkya. We cannot understand Krishna by logic and argument. So therefore, when Krishna himself removed the curtain of Yogamaya, then Brahma saw this beautiful form of Krishna having rice mixed with yogurt and fruit pieces in his right hand, and looking for his cowherd friends and calves. So this is the today's verse. So unless the Lord wants to reveal, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore this principle of surrender is most important. That is the first step in devotional service. Surrender to the Lord. Somebody was telling that Prabhupada, the main teachings, one of the scholars, he said that main teachings of Srila Prabhupada was surrender to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. That is the main teaching which has been highlighted in all his purports, throughout his books. And how do we surrender? Not directly surrender to Krishna, but surrendering to his devotee, that is spiritual master. This principle is highlighted. Now Brahma is surrendering directly to Krishna because his spiritual master is Krishna himself. He is the firstborn living entity. So therefore, Brahma is getting down from his career. Brahma is such an exalted position that now he is completely free from pride. In spite of having such high position, he got down from his career. He was seeing from aerial view. All this was seen from aerial view.
And now he got down from his carrier, swan carrier, and demigods, it is said that demigods don't touch the ground. It's just like some person living in some posh area, it's an issue, it's a prestige issue if he goes into some area which is like a slum area. He will not go. For demigods and for all living entities who are much higher than the human beings of this planet, for them to touch the ground is something very considered very low. It's a prestige issue. So there, but Brahma is taking such a humble position that he got down from his carrier, touched his feet on the ground, then touched all his foreheads in front of Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna's lotus feet. And then tears started rolling from his eyes, coming from his eyes. So Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, he says that these tears are expression of ecstatic love for the Lord. Brahma was actually experiencing ecstatic love for the Lord because he was attracted towards Krishna. And this is one of the symptoms of ecstatic love, that tears were rolling. Tears may come because of anger or jubilation. So these are the tears because of jubilation. He was happy to see his Supreme Lord, Master, as a cowherd boy. So therefore, one of the important lessons in this particular pastime we can learn is Krishna is eternally two-handed form. This is the eternal form of the Lord which one should worship. Though Narayan, Vishnu, all are expansions from Krishna, but the original is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. This is Brahma's first prayer, Brahma Samhita, clearly defining who is the Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And what does Krishna mean? Krishna means this form, two-handed form with a flute. That form Krishna saw, Brahmaji saw. His flute was tucked on his waist belt and he was having curd mixed with rice, curd, yogurt mixed with rice in his hand, and he was looking for his voice. So this is the form of the Lord. This is the original form from whom all other forms emanate. And people say that the God is formless, and therefore for the non-devotees, Krishna presents himself in the form of they realize only the Brahman aspect. They will never realize the Bhagavan aspect of the Lord. Only when one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, then Krishna, by his own sweet will, he will reveal the devotees. Because we are practicing bhakti, we cannot demand Krishna, show me, I want to see you. Then it's motivated. Bhakti should be completely free from all motivations. It should be selfless. We cannot demand Krishna, I want to see you. Bhakti Sanat Thakur therefore says that try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So we cannot demand that Krishna should give us darshan. So therefore here, Brahmaji is bowing down before the Lord, paying dandavats to the Supreme Lord, expressing his quality of humility. Among all living entities, he is the most humble because he is the Acharya. So he has to show by his own example. He is showing how to surrender. We will see in short what is the process of surrender, how it works, and how one can be free from doubts. So therefore, in this particular pastime, another lesson to be learned is submission. Brahmaji submitted to the Supreme Lord, giving up all his mental concoctions regarding the Supreme Lord, whether this is the Lord or not. Similarly, Prabhupada writes in the some of the purports that material scientists are speculating about who is God, and they will never come to the conclusion that who is God. God is defined clearly. Brahmaji is giving the clear definition. Who is God? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He is explaining the characteristics of the Lord. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is cause of all causes. Very clearly defined by Lord Brahma, who is the first living entity, who is our Acharya. So therefore, in this particular pastime, this particular aspect is most important, that which particular today's verse is showing, that Brahmaji is totally submitting to Supreme Lord and surrendering everything. He has four heads. What we can understand with our one head? He has four heads and so much intelligence. So surrendering means surrendering our body, mind, senses, intelligence, everything in the service of the Lord. So Brahmaji is surrendering everything in the service of the Lord. And in that mood of surrender, he is crying in ecstasy. The tears of joy are rolling from his eyes. So this is a beautiful narration explained here, and this is the most important chapter, as we discussed last time also. Prabhupada, before he left, this is the last chapter, and these are the last verses. Another two verses and this chapter will be over. And Prabhupada has translated this 14th verse. So therefore, this principle of surrender, Prabhupada is highlighting again and again. If you go back in this particular pastime, Prabhupada writes how important is mode of goodness, to develop mode of goodness. But beyond mode of goodness, just getting developing mode of goodness, we will not solve the problem. We have seen so many people who are sattvaguni, but they don't surrender to the Lord. Just developing some nobler qualities like truthfulness, simplicity on a mundane level will not solve the problem. So Prabhupada, he is giving such consistent messages there that one has to first raise to the platform of goodness. In Rajogun and Tamogun, it's very difficult to understand the Supreme Lord. First one has to raise oneself to the platform of Sattvagun, and then towards the end of this chapter now, Brahmaji is surrendering and Prabhupada is giving beautiful purport that one has to surrender to the Supreme Lord. So again, Prabhupada is not just saying that you have just developed mode of goodness. You have to go beyond and surrender to the Supreme Lord, as Brahmaji is showing through his example. So this principle of surrender is most important, and it is the first word in devotional service. Without the principle of surrender, there is no chance that we can attain the Supreme Lord. So we will try to discuss something on this particular aspect of surrender. In the 10th canto, it is said that the constitutional position of the living entity is to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And how the distinction is made between living entities and the Supreme Lord is clear, very nicely explained in the 10th canto, 87th chapter, verse number 30. I will read out for you. It is said, O Supreme Eternal, if the embodied living entities were eternal and all pervading like you, then they would not be under your control. If we consider that the Lord and we are same, then there is no question of being under control. But if the living entities are accepted as minute energies of the Lord, then they are at once subjected to your supreme control. Therefore, real liberation entails surrender by the living entities to your control. And that surrender will make them happy. In that constitutional position only, they can be controllers. We can see Brahmaji. Brahmaji is a controller, but he is a secondary controller. Primary controller is the Supreme Lord. Brahmaji is secondary creator. Krishna is the primary creator. In that constitutional position only can they be controllers. Therefore, men with limited knowledge who advocate monistic theory that God and living entities are equal in all respects are actually guided by a faulty and polluted opinion. So as soon as one identifies with his body and he thinks himself that he is the master, he is into illusion. That is what illusion is, maya. That which is not. As soon as we start thinking, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, we are illusioned. Brahmaji thought that for a moment, he had a doubt that whether this Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is really my master. He had a doubt. Doubt arises because of false ego. False ego means identifying with this body, considering oneself as the master. So from false ego comes doubt. And because of doubt, one is completely bewildered and confused, and he is put into illusion. And illusion causes further bondage. So therefore, to get out of the illusion, we have to follow in footsteps of great devotees like Lord Brahma. What Brahma did? So this today's verse, as soon as he saw the Supreme Lord, he immediately fell down. Dandavat. As soon as we see that, as soon as the darshan opens, the Lord gives darshan, Radha Gopinath gives darshan, immediately we will see that everybody falls down. Falls down from his position, in one sense. Yeah, you are Supreme Lord and I am so insignificant. When we see the supreme beauty of the Lord, that's what Dandavat means. Otherwise, it's just a physical exercise. Many times, many times after the festival, at least I feel, this Prem Dhoni in Mangal Arati should be long, so that we can just stretch our hands and legs. It's so it's not, it's just a physical, mechanical exercise. It will not change our heart. In order to change our heart, really Dandavat means really feeling humble. Many times we say, Dandavat Prabhu, Dandavat Prabhuji or Mataji, whatever, Dandavat. We don't pay obeisance, we say just Dandavat. Just speaking. That is good, rather than not doing. But actually, Dandavat, the significance of Dandavat means actually you are my master. You are Prabhu and I am Das. So Brahmaji is exhibiting. So illusion can be overed by darshan of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have these beautiful darshans of the Lord throughout the day. So many aartis, six offerings, six aartis, darshan in the morning, evening, special today, now it's Kartik month, special darshans every day. So just by taking darshan of the Lord, chanting before the Lord, our illusion will be dispelled. If you are considering, we are something like, I am very beautiful, in front of Krishna, we are like so insignificant. If someone was telling, no, not to criticize anyone, but just I will share, if it pleases you, I think it will please you. Even the best of the woman, maybe Miss Universe or something, if we compare the beauty with the Vaikuntha Vasis is considered, it's very low. And what to say of the gopis of Vrindavan? Someone was telling, whether it's true or not, I don't know, and not to criticize anyone. But someone said that the gopis are so wonderful and so beautiful that in front of them, these mundane living entities of this world are like horses. A horse is not such a beautiful, though he may have other qualities, but it's not something beautiful. So like that. So in front of the Lord, what is our position in terms of beauty, in terms of knowledge, in terms of intelligence? We are so insignificant. So the significance of Dandavat is that when we take darshan of the Lord, it should be done in the mood of surrender. Really, Krishna, you are my master and I am your servant. So therefore, this principle of surrender is most important. And when we surrender, then the illusion in which we have fallen since time immemorial will be dispelled. Through this pastime, Krishna is instructing. He himself removed the curtain of Yogamaya. Unless Krishna intervenes or his devotees intervene, the curtain of Maya cannot be unveiled. It can be unveiled only when devotees help us in the process of surrender. So therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, very nicely Prabhupada explains the process of surrender. You can read the purport. It is from 15th chapter, 15.5. Very beautifully Krishna explains the process of surrender, and Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. Nirmana moha jitasanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinimritta kama dvandve vimukta sukha dukkha samner gacchanti amuda padam avayam tad. Those who are free from false prestige, there are seven qualifications, then only one can surrender. Surrender is it's not that surrender, I have surrendered my life when I got initiated. It's not like that. Surrender is a continuous process, is a dynamic process. Every moment we have to surrender our mind, body, intelligence, senses, everything in the service of the Lord. Then we can get rid of all designations. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam. We are always after designations. We have our own visiting cards, and then we put such and such degree, gold medalist, this and that and that. Even in our resume or biodata, what you call, so many things, achievements. So we are and we are proud of it. So, unless one is free from all false prestige, there is first thing for false prestige. Unless one is free from illusion, false association, these are the three things. Then fourth one, then who can understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from dualities of happiness and distress, who unbewildered know how to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very beautiful shloka. So first qualification to surrender is that one should not be deluded by pride. One should be free from selfish desires. Then only surrender, the process of surrendering starts. Therefore, ordinarily, a conditioned soul doesn't want to surrender to the Supreme Lord. What to say to the Supreme Lord? Krishna is something far, far off, at least for me. But surrendering to our authorities is also so troublesome. It hurts the ego. Ego is so strong. Therefore, ego is the root cause of everything. Identification with the body and thinking that I know better. Everyone is proud of their knowledge. And therefore, we don't want to surrender to the authority. Supreme authority is Krishna. That's a far off thing. But even surrendering to our superiors, it's such a difficult thing. Because of the false prestige, pride. So first qualification is that one should not be deluded by pride. And because the conditioned soul is puffed up, thinking himself the Lord of everything, it is difficult for him to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the solution to overcome pride is that one should cultivate the knowledge that how we are insignificant. How the Lord is the master of everyone. Bhuktaram yadna tapasam. Therefore, every day hearing, what will happen? We will remind ourselves that who is the Supreme Lord? Who is our master? Cultivating such knowledge will help us to get rid of pride and prestige. And then what happens when we get knowledge? Then we are free from the illusion. When one is free from the delusion, which is caused because of pride. Because of pride there is illusion. Because we think that I am the master, we are fallen into the illusion. And then one can begin the process of surrender. And who cannot surrender, it is explained, Prabhupada writes, that for one who is always expecting some honor in this material world, it is not possible for him to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trunad api sunichena taror api sashman. Amanina manedena kirtanaya siddhari. So this is the most important principle of becoming humble than the blade of grass and becoming tolerant than a tree. That's what all scriptures are saying. Therefore, the pride is due to illusion. And then when one person is into illusion, then things become complicated. Why our lives are complicated? Because of the illusion. Once the illusion is dispelled, our life becomes very simple. Therefore, Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is simple. It's simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. It's not a very difficult process. But to give up false ego, give up false pride, is really a big project. Biggest project for human form of life is to give up illusion, give up pride. This is the most important project. And therefore, Prabhupada has established this particular society so that we serve each other. By serving each other, one can overcome pride. Therefore, it is recommended that we serve the devotees. Then we can overcome pride. By serving each other, we can overcome pride. If we don't like someone, we should serve him. Then we can become humble. If we serve only those whom you like, then there is less purification in the process. But when you serve someone which you don't like, then there is purification, because the person whom you are serving may not like your service. He may chastise you. He may tell you how to do things in a right way. But the ego prevents to approach such person. I don't like to serve that person. But if we serve, then really we become humble. We get purified. So therefore, the whole world is moving under this particular impression that we are the masters. And therefore, giving up this particular faulty associations, Prabhupada writes, bind us to the material world. And after this stage, one has to develop spiritual knowledge, understand the eternal. It is said, Adhyatma Nitya, understand the eternal. One has to cultivate knowledge, what is eternal and what is temporary. And then he can become free from all dualities. Dualities are born because of false ego. Ultimately, false ego is the root cause of everything. And therefore, it is considered the worst enemy of surrender. Therefore, we are not able to surrender because of the false ego. And therefore, when one becomes free from all these dualities, then one can be unbewildered. And then it is possible for him to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is about the process of surrender in short. And therefore, here in this particular instance of Brahma Viman Leela, the lesson to be learned is that the first step in learning the process of surrender is to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And how do we surrender to the Supreme Lord? To his pure devotee. As I mentioned, that we cannot directly approach Krishna. We have to approach through the medium, via medium of spiritual master and his devotees. So Brahmaji is direct, he has a direct relationship with the Lord, because his spiritual master is Sri Krishna himself. He Krishna revealed in his heart the whole knowledge. Tena Brahma Rudi Adikave. So therefore he surrendered to the Supreme Lord. For us, we have to follow in footsteps of Lord Brahma. We have to learn the process of surrendering to the Supreme Lord. And then we can really get out of the illusion of Maya. And then there is a chance that there is 100% chance that we can become happy. So therefore, the benefit of surrendering is that the Krishna intervenes personally in the life of a devotee or through his devotee. That is the benefit of surrendering to the Supreme Lord. Krishna gives his mercy directly, or he may give through his devotees. And most of the time it's through devotees, because Krishna gives directly mercy to very few people. Here Krishna directly gave mercy to Brahma, because he is the first living entity, great devotee of the Lord. But for us, sadhakas, it's not that we have to get direct mercy of the Lord. Mercy will come through his devotees, through spiritual master, through the devotees. So therefore, surrendering to the Supreme Lord is the first principle in devotional service. That is what is exhibited in this particular pastime, today's pastime. So therefore, whatever doubts which arise in our mind, I was reading Renunciation Through Wisdom, I will share just 2-3 minutes before we conclude, that how we can overcome doubts and restlessness of mind. In book written by Srila Prabhupada, Renunciation to Wisdom, it is said that when doubts arise in our mind, one becomes restless. He cannot fix his mind on doing something, some particular thing. So the first step is that we must remain fixed in our resolve. Yeah, I have to perform some particular duty, some particular service to the Lord. We remain fixed. And then it is said that we should immediately seek the association of saintly devotees. Why? Because they can dissipate all our doubts and calm our minds by their unequivocal instructions and exemplary actions. That is the power of association. Therefore, whenever doubts arise, if we keep it in our mind, then we are more miserable. Because from doubt, what will happen? We'll be put into, next step of doubt is illusion. And illusion will put into further bondage. So therefore, curbing doubt is by taking shelter of the devotees. Immediately consulting some devotees, get rid of all the doubts in the mind. Therefore, in association, what happens? Our faith increases. When we hear Krishna's topics, which are nectar both for for the speaker and also for the one who is hearing, when they are heard, the Krishna's topics, Krishna Katha is heard, faith gradually increases. Through hearing, our faith increases. Therefore, no matter what level of faith we may have, 10%, 20%, 5%, 70%, 80%, whatever level of faith we may have, if we keep on hearing about the Supreme Lord's pastimes, then the faith will increase. And when faith increases, along with that, our attachment and devotion to the Supreme Lord increases. And when the faith increases, faith inspires initial surrender. Unless we don't have faith, we cannot surrender. Forget Krishna, even in our authority, if we have faith, then we can surrender to him and execute all his orders. If we don't have faith in our authorities itself, then there is no question of surrender. Then we will be just bluffing our own self. If we don't do, someone else will do, but we will miss the chance of serving the Lord. So therefore, faith inspires our initial surrender. And later, by powerful influence of saintly association, one's faith deepens and becomes steady. Steadiness is most important. Faith has to be deepened and it has to be steady. Otherwise, something happens, something goes wrong against our will. Then the doubt arises. Again the doubt comes, doubt creeps in. Whether Krishna is there, Now everything is going smoothly in our life. We have faith in Krishna. But just things go other way, which we don't want. So many doubts arise. Just like our devotees who left their bodies in the accident few months back. Gaur Krishna Prabhu and all great devotees, congregation devotees, they left their bodies. Doubt arised in so many people's minds, whether it's brahmacharis or congregation devotees, because that is the nature of the material world. Doubt arised. Why they left their bodies in such a way? They were such great devotees. And Maharaj gave beautiful lectures, 3-4 lectures. And all these lectures were centered around Bhishma Dev's prayers. We have to accept that is the will of the Lord, without argument. Krishna's reciprocation with his devotees, we cannot judge by our mental understanding. Therefore, we cannot speculate how things work, how Krishna's energies work. If we speculate, then we fall in the trap of Maya. This whole pastime of Brahma Vimon Leela, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that it represents one anartha. He says that this particular pastime, it represents anartha called as mundane activities and speculative scholasticism. Speculation. We speculate so much. Before coming to the to Srila Prabhupada's movement, ISKCON, we had so many, we speculated about who is God. And we see so many, now Krishna is the Supreme, at least theoretically. But we see, go around anywhere and you see people speculating about God. This is the biggest anartha. And this anartha can be given up only by surrendering to the Supreme Lord. This is a doubt, therefore the people speculate. Why people speculate? Because they don't have faith. They don't have faith because they are doubtful about what is certain, what is eternal. So therefore, when the faith comes by hearing, and if we associate on a regular basis, then it deepens and becomes steady. And when once faith becomes steady, all his mental agitations and doubts clear up due to constant worship of the Lord. He engages in practical devotional service of the Lord. And by practically engaging in devotional service of the Lord, all his mental agitations, they are cleared up. And then one can practice his bhajan very nicely. And that will lead to further steps in devotional service, which ultimately lead to attaining the supreme love of God. That's what Brahmaji is exhibiting through his ecstatic symptoms. He is in direct relationship with the Lord. And therefore he is exhibiting these ecstatic tears coming, joy, tears of joy coming from his eyes. These are not crying just like an ordinary person crying. These are tears of joy after seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just to end, I will speak, because this is month of Kartik and a month of commitment to the Supreme Lord. Commit ourselves, humble ourselves, surrender ourselves to the Supreme Lord service. So regarding the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet, it is explained in this particular verse that he submitted, he bowed down all of his foreheads, touched Lord's lotus feet with his helmets. So the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet, there are so many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam giving beauty of the Lord's lotus feet, different characteristics of the Lord's lotus feet. In one of the shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Prachetas are saying that one who approaches the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, there is nothing to be achieved. Parijate anjase labda sarango anyanya sevate tvadangri moolam asadya sakshat kim kim runimahi. That when a honeybee approaches a parijat tree, it gets unlimited supplies of honey. There is no need to go to another tree. Similarly, when we approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, approach his lotus feet, then there is nothing to be achieved, nothing to be asked for. Brahmaji, we will see in future verses, prayers offered by Lord Brahma, he is praying to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna that he becomes a blade of grass in Vrindavan, so that one day maybe Krishna or maybe the cowherd boys or even if the calves, they step on him. That is what he is expecting. That is his humility. So therefore, one who has achieved the lotus feet of the Lord, what's there to achieve further? Very beautiful shloka. And Lord Shiva, in one of the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, is explaining the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet. He is saying, Pada Sharad Padma Palasha Rochisha Nakha Dvibirno Antar Agham Vidhunvata Pradarshaya Shriyam Apashta Sadvasam Padam Guru Marga Gurus Tam Jusam. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like two blossoming petals of the lotus flower which grows during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of a conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates all kinds of darkness in the heart of a devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone, and therefore all conditioned souls covered with darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as a spiritual master. And therefore, when we take darshan of the Lord, it starts with the lotus feet of the Lord. First and second canto represent the lotus feet of the Lord, and gradually different limbs of the Lord represent different cantos, and tenth canto is the face of the Lord. So therefore, this is the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet. If we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, then we can come out of the ignorance. All illusion is dispelled when we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, when we take darshan of the Lord's lotus feet. So whenever darshan opens, immediately, that is what Bhagavatam teaches, one should not try to see the face of the Lord immediately. As soon as darshan opens, when we take darshan of the Lord, it should start from the lotus feet of the Lord. Though there is no difference between the Lord's lotus feet and the face of the Lord, because Angani Asya Sakalendra Uttamanti, all of his limbs can perform the functions of all other limbs. But still, the process is that we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet first, take darshan of the Lord's lotus feet, and then gradually we see the beautiful smiling face of the Lord, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And when we take darshan, when we see Krishna smiling, why Krishna is smiling actually? Krishna is smiling because of what we are doing. We are such fools. Krishna is smiling. What you are doing here, rotting in this material world? Come, play with me. That's why Krishna is smiling. Just like Chabhaya father smiles at his child. What silly things you are doing. You should do something more. You have that potential to do. Similarly, Krishna is smiling. What you are doing? Constitutional position of the living entity is to surrender. That is the potential the soul is having. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki. The constitutional position of living entity is to surrender. Therefore, Krishna is smiling. So therefore, if we see the beautiful face of the Lord, all our anxieties are gone, at least for the moment. Therefore, taking darshan of the Lord. And darshan, it should be from the heart. So here also, Brahmaji is taking darshan with humility, with respect, and offering his beautiful prayers in reverence. He is repenting for his offense, what he did. And therefore, we see in this particular pastime that Brahmaji totally surrendered everything, all his intelligence to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, this month of Kartik, we can try, we can make an attempt to surrender our mind, body, words, intelligence, everything in the service of the Lord. That is actually performing Vrata in the month of Damodar Mas or Kartik Mas. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Jai. Hare Krishna.